This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As the brand new college grads this month turn into their careers, we're comparing and contrasting now and then. This week, in our Divided Decade series, 10 years after the great financial crisis, we've been remembering the harsh conditions graduates faced entering the job market during the recession. Today, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman looks at how different things are for the class of 2018.
This is one of the best job markets in decades for new college graduates, and not just from the best-known schools.
Welcome, Tarleton State University class of 2018.
Tarleton State in Central Texas graduates a lot of nursing, education, and business majors, and local employers have been actively recruiting this year. Which still doesn't make it easy to land that first job, says communications major Jessica Cooper.
I think it's very discouraging at the beginning where I'm at right now. I have applied to several different places and gotten that rejection letter, but I am still pretty hopeful.
And in the long run, she has good reason to be.
Attending college is an incredible boost to upward mobility.
Brown University economist John Friedman co-directs the Equality of Opportunity Project, which studies the impact of higher education on income and career success.
With the increased focus on the knowledge economy, the differences in earnings between students that go to college and those that don't has never been higher.
Students start hearing about those economic benefits at an early age.
I plan on going to college because my dad keeps pressuring me to go to college.
Amir Lewis is about to graduate from a big public high school in Portland, Oregon. His mom works in a retirement home. His dad's a transit worker.
I make him proud. And I'm going to go into computer stuff like game design and web design.
Lewis plans to start at community college. He'll need to work and take out student loans to get a four-year degree. But Friedman warns this path can have pitfalls for lower-income and minority students, saddling them with unsustainable debt for a degree that may not boost their income or upward mobility.
Students from poor backgrounds tend to be going to less selective schools, maybe getting two-year degrees instead of four-year degrees. Those students might have less specialized skills,
which could make them more vulnerable to wage stagnation and layoff the next time a recession comes around. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.